Welcome back to another episode of All In San Diego, the podcast that highlights the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We're your hosts, AJ and Sarah, and we've got a lot to break down today. Some local restaurants just got some big kudos. You're going to want to run out and try these places. Sarah's going to cover a phenomenon that continues to grow around San Diego. Museum Week is back, and they've added some really cool layers to how to take advantage of this awesome thing for the month of February. So we will get to all of that. I have to say, we did something I had never done before. We went to the Farmers Open Golf Tournament.
Yep, Farmers Insurance Open.
We Farmers with Insurance
all,
Open.
All those fancy golf people and AJ and I.
Yep, I definitely felt like the freshman at the senior party.
Did you?
Not sure, even because you had to park far away and take a bus in, and we went separately. So it was like me on a bus with all like these kind of older dudes and like old white dude outfit. I really felt like it was like a fancy Jimmy Buffett concert I was going to.
I know. You like, by the time you walked up, you were like, what is even happening? Where am I? Like, what is. I loved it.
Look, what a cool way to celebrate the beauty of our county, right? I mean, what's more gorgeous than Torrey Pines? You know, I'm not a big golf fanatic, but if you're going to watch it, you might as well be watching it over the bluffs there with the ocean in the background. It's amazing. But I had never, you know, I've been to football games and hockey games, and every sport you can think of, never been to golf. And it's a weird thing to quote unquote go to because it's spread out over this giant golf course. So it's not like sitting and seeing and watching it. It's walking around as the golf happens around you.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I was there with another friend who really, really is into golf. And we ended up staying a little bit longer than you. And when you left, she goes, I'm not really sure he was having a good time. I said, no, I think he's just taking it all in. And she said, you can tell he's not super into golf because I guess you were talking kind of loud. And you're supposed to, you know, there's this whole culture, which I'm not, you know, I'm not super privy to either, but it's just, it's a very unique environment. It is the most gorgeous location on the planet. Yes. I think one of my favorite pictures from that day was there's just this one hole where you just feel like, oh my God, we are at the end of the earth. And the sun was just shining down. And but maybe not your number one sport that you would choose to watch.
I felt bad with your, because I, you know, I sometimes don't know if people that don't know me that well know that I'm joking. And, you know, we went to watch someone take a shot, and it was a relatively close shot. I mean, it was, you know, 20 yards away or whatever. I'm sure it was a hard shot. And he missed it, and I was like, ah, that guy sucks. And she was like, you don't watch golf, do you? And I'm still joking, like, I don't know. But I'm like, I don't watch golf, but you got to make that shot at this level. I'm like, I'm just BSing, but I felt like she thought, like, she knew. What an a-hole.
No, she knew you were joking. I think this is one of those things. This is one of those events. It is still going on through Saturday this weekend, and you can get a ticket to go if you'd like. But I will say this is probably an adult outing unless you have an older kid who's very into golf.
Yes. Yes. If you're a golf family, and there are many of them. Look, I'm very glad I did it. As much as I didn't really fit in and it wasn't really my comfort zone, I could say I did it. And it is a beautiful, beautiful day out. That's for sure.
Beautiful day. You could, now you can check that off of your San Diego bucket list. You have to at least go and be a spectator at the Farmers Insurance Open once.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about restaurants that we need to put onto our bucket list.
Okay.
Because Yelp just released a list of the top 100 places to eat in America, and 4 San Diego places made the list.
Nice.
So in the entire country, I'm going to break them down for you. In at number 4 in all of America, by the way, I've only heard of one of these, so this is very exciting when you get new places. Yes. Byers Deli, which is on Byer Boulevard, kind of between the 5 and the 805 in South San Diego. Okay. It's a standard deli, man. They've got some big, crazy, hearty sandwiches like the Manhandle, which is pastrami and bacon with Thousand Island dressing. But then they have veggie sandwiches. They've got a veggie Reuben with grilled spinach and mushrooms. And tomato and Thousand Island. Lots of fun sandwiches. Super popular. 600 plus 5-star ratings on Yelp.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
And I noticed when I was checking them out that they do meat and cheese trays and hoagie trays and whatnot because the Super Bowl is a few weeks away. So
yeah, it is.
Maybe you want to go to Byers and try one of the hottest places in America.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Make it easy on yourself.
In at number 20 on the list of the top 100 places in America, according to Yelp, is Gonzo in Carlsbad. Cool sounding place with an amazing story. Now, Gonzo is a ramen spot that opened up 1 week before COVID hit. They had a week, they had hired employees and everything else. And they had to say, look, we can't have employees. We have to do this on bare bones because of the pandemic. So it's a mom and three sons, and they ran it themselves through all of COVID, got through it.
My gosh.
And now the dad is working there as well, and they've got employees, and they're crushing it in Carlsbad, 561 five-star reviews, and they've got all your ramen favorites, miso ramen, tonkatsu ramen, vegan ramen, and all the appetizers and edamame you could ever want from a ramen spot in Carlsbad.
I love that. What a success story. There were well-established businesses who couldn't make it through COVID. So that is, I mean, that says something about the quality of their food.
Yeah, people love them. In at number 35, Baba Kebab.
I've heard of this place.
You know Baba Kebab? They're on Black Mountain Road. Beloved, almost 400 five-star reviews. And they're a kebab shop. They got your beef, your lamb, your chicken kebab, your hummus, your heroes. Your gyros. There's nothing that's going to surprise you. You're on the menu, but you know, it's about the quality, not about the necessarily crazy new menu items. People love them, and they're in the top 100. And finally, this is the one I've heard of: Mike's Red Tacos. There are a few different taco spots that are specializing in the birria tacos, but this is the one that's kind of jumped out to the lead as far as the buzz they've gotten for themselves. They're right off Genesee Avenue. They've got your burrito tacos, but they've also got veggie tacos. They've got a Cali burrito, and they're famous for their crunch stack, which is it's a double tostada stack. It looks like, this is an insulting analogy to them, I'm sure, but it's like a Taco Bell pizza times 1,000, but like a million times bigger and better and full of awesome burrito. But it's that look, that double tostada look.
As soon as you said it was going to be insulting, I knew you were going to make a Taco Bell reference.
Sometimes that's what we have to go on, right?
I know. But that's what I visualized. So that's, that makes sense.
But so much better looking. Yeah, absolute food porn. If you look at their Instagram, Mike's Red Tacos, 4 places. Congratulations to them all, making the top 100 on Yelp.
Very cool.
The phenomenon that has taken the country by storm and continues to take over San Diego County.
You and I have been talking about pickleball for quite a while, ever since you sort of made fun of me for trying it. You thought it was like an old person thing.
Yeah.
It is not. Oh my gosh. Pickleball has completely taken over San Diego over the last couple of years. And I think that's because just about any age can play. This weekend happens to be the World Pickleball Tour. The tournament, it's an amateur tournament going on in Coronado now through Sunday. So it kind of brought pickleball back up in our world. The age brackets show how diverse the players can be. There's an 18-plus group, and then there's a 50-plus group.
All right.
Now, if you are not already signed up for this tournament, it might be a little too late for that. You could probably go as a spectator if you want to catch some hot pickleball action or not on this weekend.
But you got to see it live.
You got to see it live. But if you just want to play, like if you Google Pickleball San Diego, it will take you to this list at sandiego.gov. There are dozens and dozens of pickleball courts all over San Diego. And it's a really nice list because it will tell you like the available times for the pickleball courts. It'll give you a phone number to call to like reserve a court. Everything from neighborhood courts. There are pickleball courts at parks and rec centers now. Even the local YMCAs have pickleball courts. To the extent that I think some longtime tennis players are getting annoyed because a lot of their tennis courts are being converted into pickleball courts. Exciting time for pickleballers, maybe a little bit of a frustrating time for tennis players.
We should probably, for some reason don't know what pickleball is, it's kind of like if you took tennis and just got rid of the running, which is the worst part, right? Just running around like a maniac. Now you mostly, there's a little bit of running around, but it's a smaller area. You can't go to the center. That's the kitchen.
The kitchen. It's the kitchen.
Yeah.
No, it's actually very active. Or maybe I'm just kind of out of shape, but like it can be very active. Don't be fooled by the smaller court.
All right. Well, I know a lot of people love it, and it seems like a very inclusive community. I know friends who will just show up at the local court and say, "Hey, can I get in?" And they'll play the next person or whatever. You don't have to go there with a big group of friends.
I'll tell you what, my biggest issue was probably that I was playing with a couple of neighbors who are very athletic, very competitive. And so it was a very stressful situation for me. I need to dip into that 50 plus age group and find some people to play pickleball with, because I left there like with almost like my tail between my legs. I was like, oh my God. Like all they kept saying was like, "Oh no, like pickleball's for everyone." And then I played against some of these neighbors and I was like they could probably go win this amateur tournament. And here I am like just learning, but it's taking off. If you haven't tried it yet, find a less intense group and just go have some fun. Like it's one of those things too, where I think, it's gotten so popular because it's social.
Yeah.
You play a little pickleball, you go get a beer afterward.
Sure.
There are even pickleball courts. There are pickleball courts now at the Shops at Carlsbad, the mall up in Carlsbad.
Nice.
And there's a rumor, it's just a rumor at this point, but there's a rumor that they're going to be putting in some pickleball courts at Westfield UTC too.
That's what I need. More recreational things at malls so that my wife and daughters can shop and I can go in and get a pickleball game in or something. I love that you want to get a reverse fake ID that falsely says you're 52 so you can play only. That's your move. No, I'm over there with Marge and Rosie. Don't worry about me.
Except the problem is some of these 50 plus, they have like more time on their hands. They're actually really good.
Oh,
like,
don't get me twisted.
They're really good.
There are plenty of people, men and women, all over the San Diego that are in incredible shape in their 50s,
60s,
and 70s plus. I know, because I still run races and they go zooming by me at half marathons and stuff.
That's what happened to me when I started taking yoga at the YMCA. I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect because, you know, I'll probably be the best one in there. Younger than a lot. This was like 10 years ago. So I'm like, I'm going to be younger than a lot of the people in here. Oh, yeah, right. There were some like legit 80 plus ladies next to me smoking me. Because they go every day.
Yeah. Relax, sweetie. I've been doing yoga since the Great War.
Seriously. They put me in my place.
All right. Well, that's a lot of fun. It's cool that there's a tournament coming to San Diego. Another thing coming back is Museum Month. If you're like me, if I'm being honest, I think of museums and I think of Balboa Park. And Balboa Park does have a lot of our most famous museums all in one place. There are 17 of them. But guess what? Across the county, there are 60 plus different museums. And this is your opportunity to see them for 50% off all month long through February. Now, as always, you can go to your local library to get a pass. That's still a thing. And then you can use that pass all month long. As of this year, there's a digital pass. So if you're just spontaneously ready to hit the door and go to a museum, you can go to sandiegomuseumcouncil.org and follow the links to print out your digital pass. And whether you get it at the library or there, one pass is good for four people and it's good all month long. So you can go from museum to museum to museum. There are some new ones this year. There's the new Chicano Park Museum in Barrio Logan. That one's a long time coming, celebrating the culture down there. There is the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum in Campo. A little bit of a drive for most people, but when you get there, you get to ride full-size trains.
Oh, rad.
And, of course, you can use your museum pass to get into the heavy hitters, the big dogs, the ones that you really want to go to every year. I'm talking about your USS Midway, your National History Museum, your Birch Aquarium, and many more. Now, it is 50% off all museums. Some of them have some restrictions, like it's only this day or that day or whatever. So before you head out the door, make sure you check real quick, go to the website, sandiegomuseumcouncil.org, and make sure you're good for the museum you want to go to. But super cool. We are blessed with one of the best museum scene. You know, if you think of San Diego, you think of tacos and you think of SeaWorld and beaches and a million things. You don't necessarily think of museums, but we've got amazing ones. And how cool is it that they let everyone get 50% off for an entire month?
I feel like it's one of those deals that seems too good to be true. Like you think, no, there's got to be some kind of catch. I'm not going to deal with it. But it really is. I mean, this is like one of the best things going.
Yeah. For sure. All right, Sarah. Well, the weekend is upon us. I'm all live sports down after my big outing at the golf
course. I know.
So I'm not going to go to the pickleball. What are my other options?
Speaking of museums, the Wonder Museum just opened downtown off Market Street. This is one of those cool, immersive art and technology experiences where you walk around. There are over 20 exhibits. There was another one downtown a couple years ago that we went to. It's like that, bunch of art installations. The one that looks really cool, especially for kids, is a light floor. There are hundreds of pressure sensors, and they react to your every move. So as you walk and touch it, it shines like all different kinds of light art. That looks really cool. Kids 2 and under are free. Kids that are over 2 are $22 for a ticket. Adults, $32 for a ticket. And it's one of those situations where you pick a time slot. You go to Wonder, spelled W-N-D-R, museum.com. You pick your time slot. So hopefully it's not too crowded at any given time when you're in there, and you can actually take your time and experience a lot of this stuff. So that's really cool. That's going on. It just opened, and it's going through, I think, mid-March. So you've got a couple months to check that out. Also, all my Vietnamese friends out there know that this weekend is the San Diego Tet Festival. Yes. It is on now through Sunday. But I want to stress that, like, you don't have to be Vietnamese to go and enjoy this. Like, what an amazing opportunity to experience a cultural event. It's huge. They put it on every year. It's at Mira Mesa Community Park. Admission is free. How great is that? So you can just go walk around with your kids and soak up a different culture, enjoy the sights and sounds, or you can buy tickets for carnival rides. They have not only amazing Vietnamese food, but there are going to be food vendors set up with food from all over the world. There's a beer garden, live entertainment, lion dancing, crafts and activities for the kids. On Saturday and Sunday, everything kicks off at 11 a.m. and then goes late into the night. So that would be a really cool experience.
I'm so glad it's for everyone. Otherwise, you would need a fake old lady ID and then a fake Vietnamese ID.
You know what I mean. I mean, I think people think like, oh, well, you know, what am I going to do there? It's like, this is for the whole community, and they encourage people to come. Of course, they want you to come learn about their culture.
No, honestly, all of the different cultural celebrations we have in San Diego, because every culture, what do we all love? Food, beer, and celebration. And every culture has their own version of those things. And this is a really fun one for sure. So get out there if that is your cup of tea.
My new ID.
It's like, Sarah Tran. This isn't weird. All right. That is it. Thank you for joining us for another episode. We do put out a lot of content between episodes on social media. So, if you're on Instagram, you're not following us yet, please do.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram at AllInSDPodcast. You can go to our website, allinsandiego.com, and we'll link you up to past episodes. Check them out and get out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Go enjoy all this stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's kind of blowing up is we do have a page on Facebook, All in San Diego, but we also have a group on Facebook that's becoming very active with people sharing things they're found and asking questions and answering questions. So Facebook's been kind of dead lately, if you've noticed. Not a lot going on. If you are someone who still uses it, you want to join a group that has some activity, find All in San Diego on there as well. And we will be back with a brand new episode next week.
Talk to you guys later.